Good morning. Welcome to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. Gary Bell and Brad Pollock, we are injury attorneys. And you know this show is an injury show. We bring it to you every week to educate you, to give you new information and sometimes old information, and remind you about the information that you need to fight your insurance claim once you've been injured. The insurance company on the other side is not your friend. They are your enemy. This is war. We've said that many times. We've got it in our books. You need to understand that. And we covered in one of our books all the myths in this industry and in this business. And one of the myths about injured victims, or, you know, a myth is, I've been injured. Surely somebody's going to help me. Wrong. I've been injured. Surely some insurance company's going to pay me. I mean, that's what premiums are for. That's wrong. And so you need to have the information. You need to have a strategy. You need to understand the rules. You need to do anything but guess. You can't just guess. Listen, if you were making a recipe, you wouldn't guess at the ingredients. If you took your car down to have it fixed by a mechanic, he or she wouldn't guess how to do it. They would have a strategy, a plan based on experience, knowledge, maybe it's the school of hard knocks. That's what we've got. At Bell and Pollock, we have a legal game plan for you. If you've been injured, you need to have a legal game plan that's personalized to you. And we've based it on our over 30 years of experience each. Brad's had over 30 years of experience, and I have too, helping injured victims put their lives back together again. We've done this a long time. And don't you think along the way we got a little experience and knowledge and wisdom that we can impart to you? You can put our knowledge to work for you. If you come in and see us, and if you're injured, you can have a free initial consultation. And a lot of attorneys say that, but I tell you what, at Bell and Pollock, we give you a free legal game plan, a strategy. You know the rules. We educate you. We teach you. That's what you need to know. When you leave our office, you need to know with regard to how the insurance company is going to attack you. You know, it's a principle of war. There are a lot of principles of war, but one principle of war is you need to know what the enemy is going to do. You need to understand their attacks, what they could be the attacks. It could be 1, 2, 3, A, B, C, X, Y, Z. You need to know those. You need a strategy and a game plan to fight those. We can give you one at Bell and Pollock. It's just that easy, and it's based on all of our experience. Okay, today we're still in the middle of our series on how insurance companies try to beat and defeat your injury claim. And it's we've been doing this for quite some time because we have a lot to talk about. And so as just a quick bring you up to date, we were talking about the damage, your claim. I mean, what do you make a claim for? What do you include in the claim? Well, one thing you include are your medical bills. And we went through what the retail and the discounted value of the medical bills is, what they mean, how you use them, et cetera. So you can listen to that part of the show or you can call us. We also covered economic losses. If you can't work for a period of time, or if you're going to suffer in the future, or maybe you've lost your earning capacity forever, that's a part of your claim. Now we're talking about physical injuries. So Brad, really where we left off last week, where we were talking about neck injuries, how important it is to understand the diagnosis, how important it is for your attorney to understand the medicine. So let's just talk a little bit about neck injuries and how they fit in if you've been injured in your neck.
Well, that's the cervical area of your spine, and this is a very unstable part of your body. You know, when you start to think of all the different directions you can turn your head, you can look, you can rotate, you can tilt, you can go forward and back. And although we've now tried to do things with headrests and with certain restraints to try to protect against what the effect is of your head going forward very quickly and coming back, and sometimes even slamming into the headrest, or if you're, it's a side impact of your head going forward and going back and going into the window or the A-pillar, we've got airbags that we try to have go off throughout all the cars. And still, notwithstanding that, notwithstanding the fact that we have all these different protections, the bottom line is that in accidents, quite often you face disc and vertebral injuries, and those injuries are very common in the cervical area, up in the C3, C4, C5 area. That's where you're going to find a lot of the injuries. We get so used to having minor neck pains and hearing the term whiplash and thinking that it means nothing, that we diminish or we devalue the injuries that people have. And sometimes these injuries have to lead to discectomies, where we have to take the disc out. They lead to fusions, where we have to fuse the vertebrae and and where we have to take some, even Gary, when we do these, the epidural shots and we do certain steroid shots that have to go into the neck, they can be very, very significant. They compromise your life. I want you to just envision right now, and for the next 10 minutes, or, you know, even for an hour, for the next hour, look at how many different ways you move your head, your neck, and you move around. And imagine if you didn't have that available to you, or if you did have it, you had pain each time you did it.
Right. You know, flexion, extension, range of motion, those are all very huge issues. You need to know about them. Your doctor does know about them. And your attorney has to and should know about them, because how else are you going to prosecute a case? You need to understand the medicine. You don't need to understand it as much as your attorney does, and you don't need to understand it as much as your doctor does, but you need to know what's going on, and you need to know your specific diagnosis. So right now we're talking about, how do you make a claim? What do you put in the claim? Well, you can claim for medical bills, you can claim for economic losses, and now we're into, you can claim for physical injuries. And I want to make a point right now. We get a lot of calls that say, the insurance company, I was injured in an accident, Mr. Bell, Mr. Pollack, and insurance company, 3 weeks later offered me a very small settlement. And they said, well, we'll pay for your medical bills and we'll give you something for pain and suffering. Ladies and gentlemen, that's not all the categories of damages. That's how they try to lead you down this path. That's why they're not your friend. That's why the myth is, sure, I've been injured, somebody's surely going to take care of me, is not true. It's a myth. It's exactly what it is, a myth. And so one of your categories of damages that they have to pay you for are your injuries. Now, right now, we're not talking about concussions or TBIs, traumatic brain injuries. We're talking about physical injuries, and we will get to concussions, et cetera. But we're talking about physical injuries, and we're talking about your neck. Now, Brad, a lot of times, or in the doctor talk, the discs that we're talking about, maybe C3, 4, or 5, are innervated in doctor talk. I mean, the nerves emanate, originate, come out of the openings, the foraminal openings in the spine, and they travel down your arm. So if you tell the doctor, I was injured in an automobile accident, I hurt my neck, but my arms are killing me, either bilaterally or on the left side or the right side. Bilaterally means both sides. And so there's numbness, there's tingling, there's pain in my left arm, there's numbness and tingling in my right hand and my fingers. So if you didn't injure your arm, Brad, but you injured your neck, so the innervation, the nerves traveling from the genesis in the spine, the point of origin down your arms, it's a nerve-related injury, not a muscle-related injury, and that makes a big difference.
It makes a huge difference because now, not to downplay or diminish the value or the seriousness of a muscle injury. Muscles being torn, strained, sprained can cause severe and significant problems in your life that have to be dealt with, and sometimes those muscles don't come back. But when we start talking about a nerve injury now all of a sudden we're talking about radiation, how it will travel down into your arms and into your shoulders, your arms, your hands, your fingers, and it can be numbness, it can be tingling, it can be pain, it can be any number of sensations that you're going to feel. It can stop you from using your arm. It can delay the use. We have no problems. All of us understand when we're watching a football game and a player gets hurt and we think he hurt his back. We see the crumpling effect on his back or his head being smashed and saying, oh, that might cripple him. And we know that his legs never got touched. They never got touched in the crash. I mean, in the tackle or in the violence that took place. But sometimes it seems like we can't relate that to the idea that in a car accident, as you're being slammed around and as your neck is going through the severe movement it goes through on that we could be putting such pressure on our vertebrae, we could be putting so much pressure on the different parts of our neck that we're causing compression fractures, that we're causing disc herniation. If we're causing a disc herniation in a simple whiplash, if we're causing a disc herniation, we're now going to have, we're going to have a good chance. We're going to have some kind of force being applied against the nerves that run into your hands on one side or the other,
right,
or maybe both sides.
And the nerves come from your neck down your arms, and the nerve distribution or dermatone or nerve distribution on your legs is from your low back. So you have to understand the anatomy. So if you tell the doctor, I was injured in a car accident today, yesterday, 2 weeks ago, And my back is killing me. My low back is killing me, but my legs are also killing me. You didn't injure your leg, but it's a nerve distribution event. And doctors understand that. And they know that's what they study in medical school. What is the nerve distribution for L3, L4, L5, C1, C2, C3? Where do the nerves go? And that's how you start to home in on this. But that's part of your claim. We're talking about what can you make a claim. You need to understand these things. Because if you're going to make a neck claim, you can't just say, well, my neck hurts, pay me. That doesn't work. You need to be specific. You need to drill down to the details. You need to get the diagnoses. If there's an MRI, that's fine. And by the way, if your MRI of your neck is normal, that does not mean you're not injured. That does not mean you're not injured. Okay, we're talking about damage. We're talking about claims with insurance companies. What do you include into the claim? How do you process it? How do you get paid for it? You're listening to the Bell & Pollack Legal Show. Gary Bell, Brad Pollack. Our law firm is Bell & Pollack. We are injury attorneys. We have offices in Greenwood Village, Denver, Steamboat Springs. We do cases all over the state of Colorado and have for years. We do injury cases, workers' compensation cases. You can call us anytime at 303-795-5900, 795-5900, or our website anytime, championsofthepeople.com. That's championsofthepeople.com. We'll be right back.
Ready for an extraordinary lunch? As fast or as slow as you want it, with all fresh ingredients? Caitlin's Restaurant has it all. Express lunches that won't keep you waiting, or if you prefer, lunch served in that old-fashioned homemade style. All made fresh, on the spot. Whether it's a fresh-made sandwich with homemade chips, quesadilla loaded with cheddar or jack cheeses, or scratch-made soups, you'll find everything you love at Caitlin's. Caitlin's is located on Mississippi, just east of Colorado Boulevard, next to Bookies. How about green chili chicken stew? Think about a variety of fresh-made sandwiches or 11 different kinds of burgers made to order with 1/2 pound of the finest USDA choice lean ground beef. You might favor a homemade New Mexican recipe with carne adobada burritos, chicken enchiladas, carnitas burritos, served with hash brown special recipe beans, cheeses with guacamole, and your choice of homemade red or green chili sauces. For those who prefer the lighter side, there are fresh made salads and lighter fares. Sure to delight. Try Caitlin's for lunch or breakfast on Mississippi, just east of Colorado Boulevard, next to Bookies. Call 303-798-6600. You'll love it every bite of the way.
You're on your way to the store, then boom, you're T-boned at 45 miles per hour. Instead of shopping, you're on your way to the ER. Then comes the doctor visits, prescriptions, therapy, diagnostics, ongoing treatment, and the limitations. You have range of motion problems. Then the ultimate insult. The insurance company makes you feel like the crash was your fault. You need a legal game plan. You want a legal game plan. At Bell & Pollack, we've used over 25 years of experience to develop a legal game plan just for you. Our game plan has injury rules, rules of treatment, rules of claims, insurance company rules, litigation rules, rules they use to beat you. Now you can have them and know them and use them to protect you and your family. Our Bell & Pollack legal game plan gives you the rules the insurance company doesn't want you to have, or know, or use. But guess what? We do. At Bell & Pollack, success is no accident. Find us at championsofthepeople.com. That's championsofthepeople.com. Get your free initial consult and your free legal game plan. We'll help you. Good morning. Welcome back to the Bell and Pollack Legal Show. This is an injury show. We try to educate everybody on injury subjects because, let's face it, Brad, we've said many, many times these insurance companies have their own doctors, they have their own lawyers, they have their own accident reconstructionists, they have their own strategy, they have their own game plan. And we said before, who do you have and what do you have? Do you have a game plan?
Well, you know, we have game plans for you. We can put a game plan together for you. We'll help you decide what you want to do and how you want to do it, and give you choices, show you options, show you what you can do. You know, Gary, we do talk about the insurance companies and the adjusters and what they're all about. I want you to understand, we're not trying to criticize them per se. We don't like the way they do it a lot of times, and we want to stop some of the sneaky things that happen, but that's their job. And they're going to do their job, and it's up to us to do our job. And it's not one where we need to cry and whine about it, and we don't this in our firm. What we do is we recognize that that's the way it is. They're doing their job. That's the way they're going to do their job. You have to be ready to withstand it. And the way you withstand it is, first of all, you arm yourself with knowledge. And the way you arm yourself with knowledge is, hopefully before the accident, you get certain knowledge on different things to do to protect yourself financially, to have the financial capability to recover from an accident. And when you get hurt, then you arm yourself with how to prove the negligence of another and how to address your body injuries and to recognize them.
Right. And you can submit a claim to the insurance company. That's what we're talking about. But you need to have a strategy, a game plan. We have a legal game plan. You can call us at 303-795-5900. And I'll tell you what, our legal game plan is based on my over 30 years of experience and Brad's over 30 years of experience helping people just like you, injured people that need help, need guidance, need a way to know how to navigate the insurance maze, because the insurance company is not on your side. Don't ever think they are. They want you to sign forms you shouldn't sign. They want you to give recorded statements when you shouldn't give them. And on, they have their own legal game plan. And as I said at the top of the show, you know, if you have a recipe or you're going to cook, you don't guess at the ingredients. If you're going to work on your car, you don't guess how to do it. You do it based on experience and knowledge and know-how. You don't guess at those things. Another thing, if you're a sports event fan, football teams have game plans. And you always hear on the television, and they're going to go in half and adjust what they do, make some adjustments. Sometimes your game plan, your legal game plan at Bell & Pollock needs to be adjusted. But you have to have a game plan, a strategy. You have to know what you're doing, not based on conjecture, not based on speculation, not based on maybe this, maybe that, maybe this, or I don't know, I guess I'll just go, not based on surely somebody will take care of me, surely the insurance company will pay me. Not based on any of that. And you can come up with a million examples yourself. You need to have a strategy and a game plan. You can have one at Bell & Pollock. You need, when you make your claim, is what we're talking about for your physical injuries, and right now we're talking about neck injuries, you need a game plan. What does your neck require? Brad, let's talk about the fact that maybe you've got you mentioned a herniated disc, maybe a herniated nucleus pulposus, maybe a bulging disc that didn't herniate through the nucleus pulposus, but it nevertheless is bulging. The insurance company is always saying their game plan, well, that was pre-existing. That looks like an old injury. And the way their doctors read it on the MRI or X-ray, it says it looks like, that their word is artifact. That looks like artifact, which means it looks old. It looks like it was there forever. So that must not have been caused by this accident. Okay. But Brad, maybe it did exist, maybe it didn't, depends on the type of situation, but you need a strategy and a game plan to solve that. And you need to be able to specifically prove that you had no symptoms prior to this accident. So if you had the condition, maybe it was bulging, you had no symptoms.
Well, once again, once you hit 18, 19, 20 years old, at least by the time you're 25, 26 years old, you're going to have some changes that have occurred to your spinal cord and to the discs and the vertebrae that constitute your spinal cord. And what's called the fact that we're wearing out. You know, we spend our life the majority of the time wearing down and wearing out. And as that happens, we develop certain ailments, and our spinal cord is no exception. As a matter of fact, I dare to say, I think at times our spinal cord is the lead in having these problems, and will start having certain things occur. And the insurance companies know this. The insurance company doctors know this. And insurance company doctors know the minute you're sent to them, or they're going to start reviewing your records, that they're going to blame your condition on something, or your claim on something other than the car accident. They're going to blame it on a pre-existing condition. And they're going to be able to say, in all likelihood, there was a pre-existing condition that was in existence at the time of the accident. And they're going to say that's the reason you have your injury.
Right. But you got to be able to prove the pre-existing condition. You got to be able to drill down to the specifics and the details. That's why you need to understand your condition. You need to understand your medicine. Your doctor certainly understands your medicine, and you have to have a doctor that cares, and your attorney has to know the medicine. How else do you prove the claim? We're talking about proving a claim with an insurance company, putting it in writing, submitted to them for payment to you for your injury. So let me give you an example. If you sent it to the insurance company and said, I was in an automobile accident, I was in a car crash, your insured was at fault, I want to be paid, I hurt my neck. Is that good enough? My neck is sore. Is that good enough? No.
You're not going to get anything on that.
No.
They might send you $100.
What do you need on? What do you need to do, Brad? Let's break it down.
You need to, first of all, you need to start documenting. You need to go see a doctor. When you wake up in the morning last week, you might have woke up with a sore neck and you didn't go to the doctor. Understandable. But when you've been in an accident, when there's been a crash and a neck injury, an injury from that may not manifest itself for 24, 48 hours, maybe even longer after the accident. Additionally, sometimes people say, oh, I've got a sore neck and they think it's from the accident. And they're going, this is no different than when I was wrestling with the kids and we were wrestling around and I was sore the next day from wrestling around. So you think it's going to go away. My advice normally to everybody is look, when you start having pains after an accident, after there's been a crash, you got to get to the doctor. You get to the doctor and you have the doctor check you out and you discuss your situations with the doctor. Now, you have to understand that the doctor is normally going to use the most conservative treatment available. And that conservative treatment means the doctor normally is not going to start out with an MRI, may not even start out with an X-ray, may a lot of times just simply talk to you, say, go home, put some ligaments or put some heat on it and see what happens. And if it persists, get back to a doctor. Or get with your family physician. That's normally what they're going to do, or they may send you over to physical therapy.
Right, and they enter into conservative modalities of treatment first. But let's put this in context and put it in perspective. You're trying to prove your claim to the insurance company, okay? So most doctors and all defense doctors default automatically, like a computer, to, oh, your neck hurts, you were injured, so it must be sore, you're going to get over it. Most people get over it. 80% of the people get over it. Well, what if you're part of the 20%? You didn't get over it. But they said this couldn't, the defense doctors and the doctors for the insurance company said, this is impossible. It's not impossible. They want you to believe it's impossible. That's how they say it. It's a muscle-related injury. Sometimes they don't drill down to the specifics. Sometimes they don't want to know the specifics. Sometimes they don't want to know what the MRI says or your symptoms or your radiating pain and your radiculopathy down both of your arms, into your hands, into your fingers, which they call digits. They don't want to know about it. They want to avoid it. Because they want to call it a muscle injury because they don't have to pay so much for muscle injuries because you see, they say muscle injuries, they're going to heal themselves. You get over it. No big deal. But if it's a nerve-related injury, that's a different situation. You may not get over it. You may not get over your muscle injury. We're still talking about the neck. We're still talking about how you prove your claim. Brad, you have to cover all these things. You have to understand the diagnoses. And some of these conditions, as we've said before, don't show up on film.
That's right. They don't show up on film. And that means you have to start documenting things. And the documentation starts with what did you have or what pains or what care did you seek for pains such as this or for problems such as this prior to the accident. And, my position has been for many years is, look, if I've got somebody who's been going along for a year, 2 years without any kind of pains, without any kind of difficulties in their neck, they get in an accident. Now, all of a sudden, they've got severe injuries in their neck or pain in their neck. They can't rotate. They can't look. They have to move their entire shoulders to look around to one side or the other. They've got pain and numbness radiating into their arms and their fingers. I don't care what the pre-existing is. I'm going to tell you what caused the symptoms. And we're going to talk about symptoms at that point. We're going to talk about the fact that the accident caused these symptoms.
Right. And sometimes you can have a pre-existing dormant condition like maybe arthritis, maybe osteophytes are not painful. They don't even bother you. You don't even know they're there. A lot of people have DDD, degenerative disc disease, and they find it on the X-ray. They find it on the MRI. So the insurance company says, that's your problem. You've had this problem forever. No, you haven't. No, you haven't. Does anybody ever want to pay attention to the fact that the symptomatology, the symptoms, the pain, the restrictions in the range of motion, the debilitating effect of these neck injuries never existed before this car accident, never existed before this workers' compensation injury, didn't exist. So the physical makeup may be there, but if you understand the medicine and if your attorneys understand the medicine, many times, not always, but many times these so-called pre-existing conditions that didn't cause you any problem whatsoever before the car accident, many times they make you more susceptible, more vulnerable to a car accident injury. Well, they don't want to hear that. That's how you prove your claim. We're talking about proving your claim. We're talking about how they try to beat you and defeat you when we were talking about pre-existing conditions. All right, Gary Bell, Brad Pollack, you're listening to the Bell and Pollack Legal Show. We're not finished for today, but we've got a break coming up. Don't forget, you can go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. And if you missed any of our shows and you want to hear these shows again, go to championsofthepeople.com. championsofthepeople.com. You can hear all of our podcasts, Bell and Pollock, Injury Attorneys, with a legal game plan for you. We'll be right back.
Ready for an extraordinary lunch? As fast or as slow as you want it, with all fresh ingredients? Caitlin's Restaurant has it all. Express lunches that won't keep you waiting. Or, if you prefer, lunch served in that old-fashioned homemade style. All made fresh, on the spot. Whether it's a fresh-made sandwich with homemade chips, quesadilla loaded with cheddar or jack cheeses, or scratch-made soups, you'll find everything you love at Caitlin's. Caitlin's is located on Mississippi, just east of Colorado Boulevard, next to Bookies. How about green chili chicken stew? Think about a variety of fresh-made sandwiches or 11 different kinds of burgers made to order with 1/2 pound of the finest USDA choice lean ground beef. You might favor a homemade New Mexican recipe with carne adobada burritos, chicken enchiladas, carnitas burritos, served with hash brown special recipe beans, cheeses with guacamole, and your choice of homemade red or green chili sauces. For those who prefer the lighter side, there are fresh made salads and lighter fares. Sure to delight. Try Caitlin's for lunch or breakfast on Mississippi, just east of Colorado Boulevard, next to Bookies. Call 303-798-6600. You'll love it every bite of the way.
You're on your way to the store, then boom, you're T-boned at 45 miles per hour. Instead of shopping, you're on your way to the ER. Then comes the doctor visits, prescriptions, therapy, diagnostics, ongoing treatment, and the limitations. You have range of motion problems. Then the ultimate insult. The insurance company makes you feel like the crash was your fault. You need a legal game plan. You want a legal game plan. At Bell & Pollock, we've used over 25 years of experience to develop a legal game plan just for you. Our game plan has injury rules, rules of treatment, rules of claims, insurance company rules, litigation rules, rules they use to beat you. Now you can have them and know them and use them to protect you and your family. Our Bell & Pollock legal game plan gives you the rules the insurance company doesn't want you to have, or know, or use. But guess what? We do. At Bell & Pollock, success is no accident. Find us at championsofthepeople.com. That's championsofthepeople.com. Get your free initial consult and your free legal game plan. We'll help you. Good morning. Welcome back to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. We are injury attorneys. We have offices in Greenwood Village, Denver, Steamboat Springs, and we do cases all over the state of Colorado and have for over 30 years. Over 30 years. We will come to you if you need us. We'll be glad to help you if you've been injured or your family's been injured. We'll try to help you put your life back together again. Okay, Brad, we're talking about how you prove neck injuries, how the insurance company tries to beat or defeat your claim. You were talking about pre-existing conditions. Let's talk just a little bit about that. And I always love the example that you give, that maybe somebody was working in the yard years before, had some kind of problem. Now they got a medical record about it. How does that work?
Sure. They're going to have a medical record because a lot of times people, when they're working in the yard, they get pain. They've lifted up something or they've strained or sprained. And the very thing that the insurance company will tell you, if you had that same sprain or strain in a car accident, the insurance company will tell you with their insurance company doctors, they'll tell you that sprain or strain should resolve within 6 months and you'll have no problems again. Forget it forever. It's not a problem. We'll pay you $1,000 goodbye, or we'll pay you $500 goodbye. But now, if you had that sprain or strain 2 years earlier from the accident and you went to the doctor and you have the same situation, the same exact diagnosis, these very insurance company doctors and lawyers will tell you that sprain or strain has been existing for the last 2 years and it was there when you got in the accident and you're just plain a liar.
Right. And so they can't have it both ways. That's a great example. I love that example when Brad does that, because they say, well, you were injured in the car accident, so you should have been over this in 4 months, 6 months. So we don't know what's wrong with you. You should have been over this. You must be faking. And Brad, great example. But that incident 2 years ago where you had that must have lingered for 2 years. I thought, wait a minute, doctor, insurance doctor, I thought you just said it has to be over. It would be over in 4 to 6 months. I thought you just said that. Now you're saying I hurt my neck working in the yard 2 years ago and I haven't had any symptoms since, that's been ongoing for 2 years. I thought you just said everything ends after 6 months. Okay, the Bell & Pollock Legal Show. We're out of time for today, but I tell you what, we're going to continue this series. If you want to listen to any of our shows, go to championsofthepeople.com. If you want a free initial consultation with us, with a free legal game plan, a strategy that works for you based on not guesswork, not speculation, but experience and knowledge, and sometimes a school of hard knocks, then we've got it. championsofthepeople.com. Give us a call. We call it championsofthepeople.com because we are your champions of the people.